Blog Talk Radio. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Today, we've got callers already in the queue, so we're going to be getting to those calls momentarily. Call in number 914-338-0164. Do press 1, callers, if you'd like to speak with us, because that way we know to bring you on the air. Again, 914-338-0164. Press 1. Caller from 610, please raise your hand. I'm imagining you want a reading. So let us know that you do. Callers and listeners can join us on Facebook here on Blog Talk Radio and Twitter. So please find our social media sites, follow us, send us a friend request, etc. We really appreciate your support. And the number to call for further conversation, 562-596-7818. And let us bring on the first caller, 562. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Yvonne.
Hi, Yvonne.
Hi. I had a question today.
Okay.
I just had a love question. When will someone new be coming into my life for love?
When will someone new be coming into your life for love? Okay. And you're calling from?
Long Beach, California.
Long Beach, California. All right. And what's your birthday, Yvonne?
August 14th, 1984.
Did you hear me say 4, Neil?
Mm-hmm.
So you're 8/14/1984. So your 4 is in your day and in your year.
Wow. Yes.
Yes. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. And you're actually your 8/14 is a 4. 13, 4 when you add it up. And 12. So 4 is kind of a strong theme in your birthday, but you're a 35-8. So she's 16, 19. Oh, wow. You're going to be 35 this year, correct?
Yes. Yes, on August 14th, yes.
Okay, so you're 34 years old. Interesting. So you're coming up on a big change, Yvonne. So maybe a relationship. Have you had some problems with relationships in the past?
Yeah, it's kind of frightening in a way, because it seemed like I'm 34. I mean, I'm not that old yet, but every guy I've been with, since I've been 15, I started dating, they all been the wrong one. And I just been wondering, you know, asking God, can you please bring someone that's the right one? Because I never stayed longer than 9 months. Well, the longest one lasted 2 years. That's my child's father. And they don't last longer than 2 years or 6 months with a guy.
So you've had a lot of problems. So in the relationship, so that was right. But the thing is, Yvonne, because you have not reached the age of 35, when you add up your birthday, 8/14/1984, that adds up to 35. So that would be designated as your karmic number. And so part of the reason I think that she's not finding a relationship is because you haven't reached the age of 35 yet. When you turn 35, there's going to be more ease in a variety of areas, but I think especially in relationships. So possibly coming up, you're going to find someone, I would say, you know, within the next year. But Neil, go ahead.
Yeah, I would agree with that, Yvonne. 35, you'll probably meet the guy that you'll be with, just because
okay.
Your numbers reflect the 814 is actually, like she said, in the year. 1984. 19 is a 1, so that's still 814. So that reflection occurs at the age of 35. You see, you've been going through this karma. The last time you had a really marked time of karma was at the age of 32.
Yeah, what happened at that point?
Yeah, I was with my child's father. I met him at 30. We broke up when I was like 30, 32, 33. And that felt like, yeah, it was some bad things. And maybe because I did bad things to guys before I met him, like some karma, like you said. I think that was repaying me back because he did a lot of cheating and it was just an awful relationship.
Well, you come in with karma too from past life. And so, you know, the four in the fire number shows that there might have been a problem in, you know, the relationship area. I mean, two is relationship, but four is heart. So there may have been some kind of problem there. And actually, it's broken up in the 814, 13-4, which is an imbalance in the heart chakra, 13 rather than, you know, like a 22, for instance, which provides more of a balance. But because the four, the 8-4 is in her year, I mean, that's promising that she can resolve past life karma. But if you're perpetuating karma in this life and you've done some things that, you know, kind of are unclean, then that will make the karma that you came in with from past life more difficult to get through, obviously, because you're compounding it. But what were you going to say? Sorry.
Yeah, Yvonne, just simply, the way you're going to find your soulmate is to be an adult and to be responsible, and then you'll find a responsible man. But right now your code suggests that it should be happening at 35. And if you're doing everything right, that individual is going to come in because you do probably get married, or it's going to feel like a marriage. And that should be till the end of time for you.
Awesome.
So it's going to happen somewhere between August of this year and August of next year.
So, question, you're going to say something?
No.
Sorry. I have a question about how you're meeting men.
I used to meet them before I met my child's father. I used to meet them on dating sites or bars. But now, I mean, I try to go to church. I change up different ways of how I'm meeting these type of dudes. So, and I met my child's father at a gambling place like Bingo, where you go gamble at. So I don't want to meet, like, you know, these at bars or places like that. I'm trying to meet them at, like, more nicer areas.
Yeah, that's why. That's why. Meet them at more nicer areas, or, you know, you can go the organic route and the universe will just send
bring
this guy
someone
in
to you.
Or you can take a little bit of sort of action and go to legitimate sites where people are very serious about relationships, or organizations that hold, you know, I mean, you can get a nut anywhere, but
yeah, you can.
You know, you want to at least set the bar with a higher standard.
Set the bar outside of the bars.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if a person's very serious about being in a relationship, they're just not going to go to a dating site. They're going to put some investment and time in it. They're going to make themselves. It's just like you. You're looking for somebody serious, so you go to a place where you're going to find somebody serious. Going to a bar is not. And calling your future husband a dude is not the way to look at it.
Dude is probably one of Neil's least favorite words.
You know,
No, it's okay.
You gotta think, Yvonne, of you have a child, and that child is, you know, roughly 4 years old or so. So
yes.
You've gotta think.
Interesting, about four again.
About a man that will take on the responsibility of your child and also care for you and love you. And this has to be someone grounded. This has to be someone who's going to care about you and who desires to have a family.
You know, maybe there's a singles group for parents. You know, that would be good. Someone who already has a child that is, you know, involved in the responsibility of caring for another life. Because a lot of men that are single, it's going to be difficult, I think, to get them to be fully involved and committed with the process of raising a child, you know, because you have that in your life already. You want to make sure the person you're bringing in has the consciousness to be a parent, and, you know, that it's not a burden, but a blessing.
Yeah.
Yes.
But as far as your question is concerned, somewhere in the age of 35, this should happen.
And all right, I can't wait.
Well, that's good. I mean, you want to be open and positive. It sounds like you've got a really good attitude about it, even though you've gone through those hardships in the past. So keep really positive. Maybe seek out some of the groups we said. Church, you know, we're talking about church with another person on the last radio show. I mentioned church, and she was involved in some kind of, you know, fundamentalist type of church, but we were suggesting maybe going outside of that and, you know, going to somewhere that has a more relaxed approach to religion rather than such rigid rules. What kind of church do you go to?
Well, I grew up Baptist, so I've been thinking, should I go there or not? Because it seemed like people are telling me even people in church are not the greatest to date either, because they're not, you know, always right either. So I was just like, you know what, I'm just going to pray and let God bring me somebody whenever it happens. It just, you know, let him just come to me wherever I'm in the grocery store, I don't know.
Well, I mean, if you're open to the idea of exploring other churches outside of Baptist church, maybe, you know, we were suggesting science of the mind or somewhere that's more into, it's, you know, it's not, I mean, there's of course the biblical aspect, but it's not, you know, sometimes you get someone from a Baptist church and they might be really, fixed in their beliefs. So that can be difficult in
their
relationship too. So you want someone who's flexible and open-minded. So, but you can keep in touch with us, Yvonne, and let us know how things go in the next year.
Cool. Okay, yeah. I will, for sure. Thank you so
much. Yeah, you're welcome. Yvonne can follow us on Facebook and Twitter and Blog Talk Radio. So we hope that she does. All right, area code 610.
Hi.
Hello. Hi.
This is Linda from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
Hey, guys. Good.
So, what's going on? What brings you to the show?
You know, I was listening to, like, 10,000 hertz, like, frequency that's supposed to, like, open all chakras. You know, I listened there for, like, a few minutes, and then I suddenly had an urge to, like, browse like the Blog Talk Radio spirituality section, so like that's why I'm here. When I saw you guys, it was like there was 35 minutes until the show, so I wanted to call in early, and I don't know, I guess, you know, the energy tuned me in to be in the correct frequency so I could reach you guys.
Yay, good. That's great. I think we've talked to you before. I'm looking back through my notes because I don't remember your birth dates, but I think maybe once before we talked, I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have...
I recognize
your voice. Yeah. What's your birth date since we don't have...
January 21st, 1991.
Do you remember talking to us before? 24, 6?
Did you guys do, like, a thing with, like, something about, like, dimensions or something, like, life purpose?
Well, we may have talked about your karmic and master number. I can't remember what we spoke about on the last show.
You know,
maybe
what, I think...
Were you asking about developing your psychic ability or doing something like that?
I think maybe we were talking about, like, my life purpose or something, and maybe you guys told me that I had something to do with, like, the heart, you know, and I didn't, like, realize how much, like, I loved the heart, like, you know, until, like, after the show I thought about it more, and, like, I realized, like, I was the only one who loved the heart symbol more than, like, the other kids, you know. I was, like, playing with, because I don't know, like, I guess it's my life purpose.
Well, it's interesting because you do have your heart energy is broken up in your month and day by 1-2-1. So probably in early life, there was some kind of conflict in the home. Did you have a difficult home life, Linda?
A little bit. It's just like a lot of like verbal abuse.
Yeah, that's, you know, that the 1-2-1 indicates that there might have been a problem. Also, you have an 11 in your first and last numbers, in your first and third numbers, so that signifies some problems with family and the family structure. And you are currently 28, so you're 4 years. She's 24-6, right? Did I have that up right? So you're 4 years beyond the change that you would have had at the age of 24. Which would have been in 2015. What happened in 2015?
I met the love of my life.
Okay. And what happened?
It's like just very happy, like blissful time, like I just fell into love.
Are you in the relationship still, or have you broken up? Not together.
We're still connected.
You're still connected, but are you a couple?
He can, like, sometimes he just, like, says some things about how, like, he doesn't want a relationship, you know, but I probably think that he's just covering up his love, you know.
What's his birthday? Do you have that?
March 7th, 91.
He's a 30 equals 3. You're 9 together. Oh, I put 30 equals 9. Whoops. So he's 30 years old. 19.
Yeah, it's going to be
Years he's going to have a change.
You know, his day and month multiplied add up to her, the day she's born.
Yeah.
But he's on a lower frequency than you. You're on a higher frequency, and that's why he doesn't reach the intensity of emotional rapture that you do.
Their days become his, 3 and 7, 2, 10. Their days add up to a 10, which is the same as his month and day, and their years are 91, 10.
I mean, he might, you know, he might be the love of your life, but that doesn't mean he's, I don't know if that's your soulmate. It may be somebody that you have very strong connection to, and maybe even karma. But you know, if you're looking, if you're 28 and you're looking for something committed, a committed relationship, I mean, you can still try with him, but you know, it all depends on what your future plans are. And if he doesn't have a long range plan with you, then you're just going to continue.
You're spinning
like
your
you
wheels,
are.
Which is not a great situation.
And your next big change in life will be at 30. So you've got about 2 years, and you're going to be going through another huge change. Now that could involve somebody entirely new, and a relationship that lasts till the rest of your life. You're working right now, right?
No, I'm just home.
Uh-huh. Well, what do you do all day?
Like, learning a lot. I'm trying to self-improve, learning, maybe, like, try to help someone out or donate chess. Like, it's very fulfilling.
Are you on disability insurance?
Yes.
Yeah, that was not psychic, but I remember it from the call. So you're collecting disability, so you're not able to work because you have a disability.
What's the nature of your disability?
Well, you know, like they say so many names, you know, like autism, schizophrenia, bipolar, depression, anxiety. But
sounds like a lot of diagnoses.
Yeah, and like, but like, I read this doctor, psychiatrist, like, I watched her, like, shows on YouTube, and she says, you know, like, it's actually empath skills, you know, you're actually an empath, and like, these people with these diagnoses keep ending up in the hospital or jail, but they actually have an empath skill.
You know, I mean, you sound like an intelligent person to me. And whatever you're going through in a mental area, you know, I mean, that doesn't mean that you can't pursue happiness and have a complete life. And, you know, you sound intelligent. Somebody could easily fall in love with you. I don't know, this guy that you're with, you sound like, well, you know, we're still connected, but he's not really committed. He's got a lot of problems himself about commitment and growing up, and you could spend your life with him if you want, but
maybe
there might be a change coming. What happened when you were 24? You met that guy at 24?
The love of life, yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
I mean, what does he do? What's his business?
I mean, we met in school. He studied to become a chef. You know, now he's a chef.
Like, what kind of chef? What type of restaurant does he work at?
You know, I don't approve of his killing animals. It's like a meat place, you know.
Oh.
Yeah, neither do we.
Okay.
But.
Well, how did you meet him?
It's like one day I was studying, right, and I was like, having some sort of chronic fatigue. I was like, okay, I'll give it a rest. I'm studying part-time anyway, only 3 classes. So I was like, just sitting outside on the bench, and his friend came over, you know. His friend came over, like, after, like, an hour of me sitting there. I was, like, so tired. And, like, so his friend asked whether I wanted to talk and meet his friends and whether I was okay. And I just met this group of friends that I could come to whenever I needed a break from my, you know, studies or like lonely or stressed out or I don't know, like chronic fatigue after studying, you know, I just go there to like recharge or just rest and relax, and somehow they really liked me or something, I don't know.
Well, do you follow us or do you?
No, I don't think you did. I don't know. Are you on Facebook at all?
I do have an account. Yeah.
You can follow us.
You should follow us or send us a friend request so
we can get to know you more. You know, a little bit.
Help.
You know, I mean, if you're looking for a relationship, what were you studying in school?
At first, the first degree I was going for was neuroscience, and then it became psychology at the community college because they don't have neuroscience. But through some personal problems with a counselor advisor, I wanted to, you know, just to get a different advisor, so I changed it to science, and I graduated with an associate of science.
Okay.
So you have some school completed. What would you like to do? I mean, are you able to, you're on disability, do you plan to stay on disability or would you like to get off disability eventually and work?
I'm just being very spontaneous right now.
But do you live at home? Do you live with your parents or do you live in an apartment?
Just like a 3-level home.
With your parents?
With my mom, stepdad, brother, and grandma, and we have 2 cats and 4 fish.
Well, you know, I mean, I think there's a lot of good expectation for your future. I think your life can be very fulfilling, and I wouldn't want your mind to go to waste. You have ambition, you have interests, you have desires. I would pursue that to the best of your ability, and you're entitled to be in a relationship and to be in love. And if this guy isn't really ready for something like that, then I think what you need to do is to be really assertive in life and not be tagged with definitions of your psychological condition. You know, it's just, forget that. Who cares? Schizophrenia, bipolar, who cares? You're a human being. You sound intelligent to me. You seem to have ambition. You're a vegetarian, big plus for me. By Kristen too, you seem concerned about science and the mind. I mean, if I were you, I would be looking in the future with a bright outlook, meaning that you pursue your education, go farther than where you are.
Yeah, because the AS, I mean, it's limited as far as what you can do with that degree in your field. So you definitely want
to. Challenging, but there's ways to do it today. Online and all kinds of things, and start and get into a intellectual group where men and women meet with a common cause, even if it's conservation or whatever it may be. Linda, go where there are men and women that meet to help promote the earth or discuss environmental issues if that's your thing, or there are groups even in school that meet and talk about the mind, the psyche. Psychology has departments that are socially oriented. I mean, that's what I would be doing if I were you, and not get in the rut of just staying at home and being defined by a number, living on disability, and constantly trying to find happiness and not being motivated enough to do something about it. I mean, that's what I would say, because you have a bright future if you do this.
What is your... Go ahead.
Okay, so, like, if I were... I don't know, like, I actually signed up for an online certificate, you know, and my mom helped pay, like, $50 for the certificate, but I had to, like, get a refund last night because I couldn't... I find myself, like... I kept, like, not wanting to do the schoolwork. I feel like it's, like, some sort of, like, impasse sensing. Like, I keep sensing this, sensing that. Like, it's disrupting my focus, you know?
What was the certificate for? What?
Like, AP psychology, how the brain works.
I don't know. You know, if you have problems processing the educational regiment. I mean, you got to get over that. So we're not, you know, you got to get over that. If you have stops and goes about intellectual pursuit or school, whatever you're tying that into, I mean, maybe you have an organic brain problem. I don't know, but it doesn't matter. You got to get, if this is your challenge, you got to get through it. This is one life you've got. And if you start to pursue something with good intention and high moral intellectual fiber, don't chew it up. Don't dismantle and sabotage yourself like that. Go forward. You know, be brave and go forward. I don't know, you know, maybe to call it empathic or you're emotionally challenged or whatever it is, now what do you do? You're just going to sit there with that definition now? I don't buy it. I'm going to incite in you the courage to pursue your intellectual goals and to get on with life. And to your this is really to compliment you. I wouldn't accept any excuses from you. You can tell me, you know, your dad hung himself in the closet and you were attacked by pit bulls. I don't care. And what I'm telling you is you can do this. That's what I'm getting from you. And if you're looking for a message and you want one that's healthy, encouraging, and that's going to make your life better, you're hearing it right now.
Okay.
Do you want to respond to that briefly before we move on to the next caller? Does the next caller want a reading, actually? 519, would you like to speak with us? Please let us know by raising your hand. Go ahead, Linda.
It might be tough to hear that, Linda. But go ahead and respond. Maybe you don't like what you heard. I don't know.
I will find a way to like that. That's a lot of inspiration and hope, and I would like to find a way to make that happen. Well, you said since you know you gave the guidance, I believe you.
Good. Well, you know, we're not putting aside your emotional state. That's a reality. We're only saying don't let it overcome you.
Right, because as it stands, you've already accomplished a degree. Do you have one degree or more?
Just an associate.
So you have an associate degree, but you were able to obtain that, which shows that you have the ability to focus, apply yourself, and get through, you know, academic courses.
Yeah, is that 2 years or
that's
4 years?
That's two. It's two.
Well, that's, you know, that's hard work.
Yeah.
That's still hard work. It's very
how
academic.
Are your grades?
I had a GPA and after graduating of like 2.6 something.
Well, that's, you know, that's above average. It's above average. Average is a 2.0. That's the C average. So you're above average.
It's fine. Go forward. You know, if what we're saying for you, Linda, we're perceptive. We're psychics. And we're telling you something on a higher plane, not a lower plane. That doesn't mean that we're minimizing your state of being, who you are, where you're coming from, what you've experienced. We're just saying that we don't see you as being pathetically limited, that this is all you can do now. This is where you have to stop because you're incapacitated. You have no ability to go beyond that. We're saying you do. And maybe in this lifetime, you're being challenged karmically to rise above the standards of karma that you've been brought here with.
And it sounds like, you know, that you already have in some regard. We're just encouraging you to keep moving forward. The online certificate sounds like you withdrew from that course, but you can always re-enroll. It sounds like your mother, you know, is supportive of you. You live at home, I'm assuming, with your parents?
Yeah.
So you've got some support if she's paying for the course. And maybe is there another opportunity to enroll? I'm sure they do the course every, you know, like every, I don't know, maybe 9 weeks. How long is the course?
Each class, like, is offered by someone different, you know, different universities. So it just depends, you know. I was wondering whether, since you said that, maybe I should, like, enroll for the state university. And I feel like since you mentioned brain illness, I actually did have a prescription from, like, an herbalist, but I never fulfilled the latest prescription. But since you mentioned, like, mental stuff, I am going to fill it.
Well, yeah, and I think that there's a problem with follow-through. That's what's happening right now with you. You didn't follow through on the prescription from the herbalist. You didn't follow through with school. So you want to make sure that you're what you set out to do, that you complete the process rather than stopping it. So, you know, if you're having insecurities about moving forward, you want to put those aside and just really set your mind to getting through whatever it is that you have to get through.
Yeah, well, you said remind me of the crown chakra, because, like, if you don't follow through, that's probably the crown chakra not open. So I'm going to listen to more, like, crown chakra music.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, also your grounding. All your chakras are important.
Right.
Your crown
chakra
is going to be your highest chakra. It's your spiritual chakra. Your visual chakra for your outlook and how you see and envision yourself, that's going to be your third eye, your sixth chakra.
Which is your master number.
They're all valuable. They all are your team. They all belong to you, and they all want to help you. And it goes from grounding to relationship to expression, creativity, to your ideas. Maybe what you're going through, you can help others. Maybe you're meant to go through this experience because then you can lift yourself up to a higher intellectual level and help others with their problems, because you know how to live in pain or emotional confusion. You know, we go through these things because we have to experience them, and that makes us better people. So what you got to do is take the part of you that you know that you've had trouble with all your life, take that part and marry it to your higher self. So you're taking your experience, your history, who you are, and you're going to marry that to the highest possible dream you have about yourself. And you're going to make a marriage work inside your body.
Yeah, I mean, you've got ones and twos in your birth date. That's 1-2-1-91, but the 9 is very promising too. The 9 is in the year, so that's a high number. So you've got to use your third eye and get into that, you know, the theme of your master number in order to overcome the problems that you came in with relationship and foundation.
Okay.
Anything else you want to say?
No. Said it all.
Everything that there is to say has been said. Okay, Linda, hopefully that helps you. We hope you follow us. You know, we can connect with you on Facebook and, you know, do some energy work for you. We do that on our time off the radio show for all the people that connect with us. So, I mean, we do it for our callers,
cool,
whether they connect with us or not, but, you know, that's an option too for you.
Great.
Okay. All right.
Thank you guys.
You're welcome. Keep us posted on how things go for you. Okay. Thank you. Take care.
Thanks. Bye.
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 Okay. We have about 20 minutes to talk. The sun is coming out. Very depressing. It was so foggy here this morning. It's supposed to be overcast all day, but it's not right now. I see sun. It's giving me anxiety.
Well, here comes the sun.
Summer's the worst.
That is a good point about the marriage of the chakras. Most of us do have division between chakras. They are separate energy levels, and they do command.
But they are interconnected, obviously. I mean, they all are interdependent.
They're very interconnected. In fact, sometimes they intermingle entirely. And an example of intermingling, like two people who get married, and then they take their marriage into a higher space, and they do something on a higher level. They act, they write, they do something on a higher level. They activate something, social causes or environmental things. So the relationship just isn't comprised of, we will be at home, we will raise a family, I'll go to work, you'll go. They take their energies and they intermingle it on a very, very strong union level. So that would be the second chakra, maybe the sixth chakra, maybe even the seventh, if they combine themselves in a spiritual way. And I just don't mean, oh, we go home and say grace and, you know, we follow the rules. I'm talking about something on a higher level of intensity. People who write and they're social activists and they help the migrants and immigrants and whatever they may do, that would be like the fifth chakra combining itself with the first. Maybe a little bit of intermingling with the sixth chakra. Every chakra has its compartment. But what's interesting about chakras when they're balanced is that if one gets into another one, there's no pollution because there's nothing toxic that's going along with it. Now, if you do have let's say you have a toxic second chakra and you just have horrible relationships. And so no matter what you do in the world, you're always finding yourself combating relationships in any given field you apply yourself to, that would be a second chakra corruption. Got to get it cleaned up because it's going to affect the other chakras.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, I mean, you don't even need to use the word chakras for this. We're using it because they are energy forces and they are common to our vocabulary.
But any theme in life can be can be examined in order to find out where you're having problems and what might potentially be affecting other parts of your life.
Yeah,
relationships,
you can just
talk on common terms.
But what's interesting is that when you do apply the word chakra, every chakra split, it's got karma in it, it's got higher energies of transcendence in it, and you're trying to clean it up. Most of us
Most of us are born. This is going to be the deepest insight everyone can make from the show today.
Yeah.
Most everyone has been born
some
on the
people,
planet.
I've noticed that some people have just kind of dropped on the planet.
Like a stork.
I've written to the White House about this, but I haven't gotten any responses back yet.
We're going to be going to a mental health appointment later in the day.
Yeah. you missed something. What I meant to say was most people are airborne and they're born out of the air. What I'm trying to say is that when we come into the world, we consider it like a blank slate. That's a psychological term, a blank slate. Like Skinner, we just have this blank slate, and then it's filled
with whatever experiences you have, right?
Our world is environmentally
influenced and induced.
But in reality, at least in common psychic terms, we are old souls when we come in, meaning that we have all been on the planet before. Yeah, we have to relearn things and all that. And some of us have a better capacity and aptitude for learning than others. But the soul, the great debate is, which will never be proven, is the soul fresh? Do we just come in, or is there even a soul? But, you know, these are all esoteric terms, waste of time to try to prove them. We're just saying that in our element of language, there is a clear definition that the soul is old and it's coming in with karma, and that karma starts to apply itself to the environment, and they work together. The environment and the karma that the person brought in is all intermingled, very complicated, because there's now parents involved and grandparents, and there's a lineage, and it goes deep.
Well, you know, it's interesting because recently there, you know, we watched these crime shows, and we were you were watching it with me, weren't you? Kind of falling asleep. But there was a girl who, and it turns out she was killed by her boyfriend. He shot her through her home while she was sleeping. And so it was interesting because we did look at her birth date, and there were some very the birth date kind of lent itself to what might have happened karmically with her. There was some zeros going on in the birth date, kind of low numbers, low karmic number. But, you know, when people experience these losses, like her parents, I'm sure the consciousness of their consciousness may not be that this might have been a destined situation with her, that it was unavoidable, which I think probably it was. But talking about the soul and what it comes in with in terms of karma, I mean, situations like this can be destined, unfortunately, and there's nothing that can be done to avoid it. You know, coming down to the planet and having to go through the process of being a victim of murder.
We're going over this in our current book that we're writing about the destiny factor that is in any given birth date, that there are destiny factors as opposed to
Free will.
Circumstances that occur because of our actions, or circumstances that can be circumvented by
different behaviors or whatever. And I would be, you know, really, we can't say definitively what happened because there's not been enough time investigating the birth date, and, you know, a psychic penetration hasn't really occurred, but just briefly looking at the circumstances, that kind of is, I think, where we went.
Yeah, I mean,
our analysis.
There is something to say about destiny, because we all have one common destiny. Having been born, we have all have one common destiny, which is death. Death is awaiting all of us. So if we get into the aspect of death, destiny, we could start off with the first rule of thumb being death. Death is a destiny. Now, in life, are there destinies as opposed to self-created journeys? And we make ourselves, I really am a firm believer in self-created journeys, a big believer. And I think that that is the rule of thumb.
A great number of people, I don't know what percentage per se, but a great number of people do come down and have more choice, that they aren't locked into specific destiny regarding, you know,
yeah,
whether tragic or, you know, something great.
I remember
great
being
occurring in their
really
life.
Really a younger person. I was in my teens or preteens, and I saw in a person their death. And it was really scary because I didn't know at that age how to deal with what I was seeing, because it was frightening. I saw the way they were going to die, and then they died that way. And that was my first taste of being a psychic and seeing a pattern of destiny. Now, fortunately, I don't see destiny too much, destiny factors. There are good destiny factors,
right, that's
too.
What I'm saying.
Wonderful things. Those are things I love seeing when I'm doing reading. But when there's a destiny factor of a death or an accident, and there's nothing that you can do about it, you just, I don't know how to explain it. For personally, it's a different vision. You're almost, this person is, I'm transfixed, I'm locked in a vision. I can't get out of it. It's just there. And a kind of energy field goes over me that says, this is going to happen. It will happen. And there are people that I've told things to, and they did happen. Some of them were able to, they were the victim themselves, so they were able to be a participant and observe what I said, and then later validate it that, yes, that's what happened. Sometimes you can divine that in a birth date. It's very difficult because you have to apply a certain psychic element to the interpretation of the birth date. You actually have to have a psychic ability to see
stuff in
something.
The numbers.
Oftentimes it's just in the energy field. You don't have to look at a birth date. You just feel it in the energy field of a person. Because what happens when you're really an astute psychic is what unravels out of a person's head is like a movie, and you're watching it, and you're reading things from it, and some of those things are destined to happen, and some of them are potentially, in the potential factor, there's a lot of credibility, because the route to getting to a potential outcome is almost guaranteed if certain things are followed. So in doing a reading, if I'm doing a reading and I say, well, if you do this, this, and this, and this,
then
you're going
this will
to,
happen.
You're going to get it. Oftentimes people don't
follow through.
And okay, so they don't. But then it doesn't happen, or it happens at a much later date, because the image doesn't necessarily have to disappear, you see. It might just jump forward. Now, the disadvantage is you wasted a lot of time. You're going to get it anyways, but you wasted a lot of time in getting it. And that's when people hit their head on the wall and go, oh, God, I wish I had done this. I wish I had thought about this sooner. And sometimes we can't, because the nature of just growing up and the way we process things and get through things. But ultimately, when you want to at least reach some peak where you're well-grounded. And I think that one of the most important things in terms of the chakra system, in addition to doing a reading, is to make sure that somebody has a well-grounded first chakra. that they're determined. People who are very determined and steadfast, I find, they make better readings. They're very affirmative, they're positive, they're very determined, they're not dismayed by failure or results that don't quite match currently. And then there are those who are sort of, they're just sort of happy-go-lucky, they're just sort of laid back, and still things come to them. So there isn't any regular rule of thumb, but I will say that the best route to success is hard work and persistence and being aware of your entire body system, not neglecting, not making excuses, and really being able to hear when good information is offered to you, which is sometimes a difficult thing. But we're talking about most of our callers, what they call because they want to know something. Maybe they want to hear a message, or they want to know when a relationship will come in, or when they'll get a job. They want to know something. So what chakra is that? What chakra are they not tapping into?
Sixth chakra.
So, you know, we have our answers. Well, sometimes we can be arrogant and we think we know, but we really don't. And what's guiding us is maybe blindness or arrogance. Maybe it's blind determination. But the true nature of the sixth chakra does hold a truth. And if you tap into it and follow it and you're well grounded, your first chakra and your sixth chakra, you're going to have a nice union going, aside from all the other aspects of relationships and ethics and morals and things like that.
Okay, let's bring on 262. We've got about 7 minutes. Hi, Amy.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, do you hear me?
We can hear you now, uh-huh.
Okay, sorry, I didn't have it on. I was just going to tune in and listen. I saw you
on Facebook. Oh, okay.
So I just tuned in, so nothing new. I mean, oh, you know what? I do have something huge and new. My school is looking for a student clinic supervisor, and so I applied for it, and I got the job, and now I get 50% off tuition to move towards my PhD. So, and I've wanted to do that, so I'm really excited. I'm tired.
Wow. Great. She's 39, 12, 3.
Well, that is a big thing.
That's huge. You're saying nothing, and then you realize something.
I'm so tired because, you know, it's exciting, but it's also like a lot. So the first night I came home and I think I fell flat and slept for 9 hours. And then I woke up and I was like, I'm still tired, but that's okay.
The PhD, like, what?
Acupuncture and Oriental Medicine. It'll actually be a DOM, Doctor of Oriental Medicine, I think. Maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't really know right now because I have to finish the Master of Science and then I can do that. But, I'm excited and I'm glad. This is like happy tired. It's like taking a lot of brain power and physical time, so I'm tired. So that's good, though, because it's what I love. So I have less time to be anxious or concerned about anything else.
And you had this, there was a struggle, I don't know if Neil remembers, with passing the test to become an acupuncturist, which you ultimately did.
That was the one we were telling her she could do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there you go.
That was like 2.5, 3 years ago. It was that was the scenario, and now it's like, now I went to a class where the focus right now is herbs, and I was pretty overwhelmed, but I was like, whatever, I've done so many other things that it felt like overwhelming, it's going to be fine.
Well, now, you know, let's go back to when you were failing those tests, you were calling our show, we were encouraging you that you're going to do it,
mm-hmm.
you're going to make And here we are 2.5 years later, and you have, and you're on your path. So you see, there isn't a perfect example of what we're talking about in terms of the attitude of destiny applied with hard work. So
yep.
You're destined. This is a destiny factor that is applied, that is contingent on the aspect of hard work, perseverance, not giving up. And here you are, giving us the story that we told you 2.5 years ago that you would be in the process of experiencing.
Yeah,
and you're
50 thank you
old.
So much.
Good, you're welcome. You're 50
not
years
yet.
Old.
She's born
you're
50,
going to be 50?
50 in December.
I will be 50.
Yeah, and 5 is an important number because your karmic adds up to 14, which is a 5.
Yeah.
And when you, and then when you're 51, you will have gone through a multiple of 3.
3, which is
17.
Cycle?
17. So you're in good standing. And between 50, let's say you're going to be 51. When do you get your PhD? When's the projected?
She's not even done with the doctorate.
I know.
The master's yet.
I know.
I think it'll be like 53 or 54.
Well,
54
is
multiple.
18, multiple of 18, which is a 9. That's in your year.
Yeah.
So
you're in good shape. You're born on the 12th. Your karmic, your master number 39 equals 12, equals 3.
No, I'm born. Well, you mean the month of 12?
The month.
Yeah. Because I'm 29.
Your month is 12.
12/29. Yeah, we know.
Your month is not, your month is 12.
That's a
3.
You're
39, 12, 3.
3.
Your 12 adds up to 3, which is your master number. You're in alignment.
Awesome.
You're good.
Yeah, and the 9, her fire number and her last number are an 18, which will be the cycle, if everything goes as planned, where you will be completing your doctorate, your 18th cycle of your master number. So it's good. Glad to hear that things are going so well for you.
Yeah, the alignment of this situation seemed really fast to me, but obviously I could see that it's not fast. It just, the timing comes together and then the calls are made and the deed is done. But, even a couple of weeks ago, I wasn't thinking I was going to be finishing school or going back to school or whatever.
Yeah, well, things change, but it's good. Being tired because you're busy and accomplishing things. A good tired, as you said.
It is. So I'll just go, lay on the beach, take a nap or something, maybe. When I have time.
Tis the season. It's summer.
Study on the beach.
If you're laying on the beach, read On the Beach. It's a good novel.
Yep. Read On the Beach. I will. Okay. The Bell Shoot.
It was made into a movie with Gregory Peck, but it's dated now. But it's about the nuclear Holocaust. It's a great beach read.
Beach read.
Oh yeah.
But it was done in the 50s. It was written in the late 50s.
Yes, I love those.
Yeah.
I want to read it now. All right.
Okay.
Sounds good.
All right, Amy. Well, thanks for calling in today.
Yeah, have a happy holiday.
Thanks, you too.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, we are back on the air on Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Thanks, callers. Bye-bye.